I'm calling Roll. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Ken Aaron. Alan Beek. Fred Blair.
Present.
Hugh Cohen Johnson.
Here.
Bella DeSoto.
Present.
Raymond Goldstone.
Present.
Michael Heiss.
Here.
Dave Johnson.
Dave Johnson is here.
Steve Kaiser. Kim Kaufman, that's me. I'm the treasurer and secretary. I am here. Michael Novick. Michael Novick? Well, I heard him earlier.
I was muted. Sorry. I'm here.
Okay. King Riley?
Here.
Lawrence Reyes? Janine Rohn?
Present.
Maria Skelton? Ruth Strauss?
Here.
Beth Von Gunten?
Here.
Yeah, I misspelled your name, Beth. I apologize. I will correct it. And John Wenger.
Present.
Okay, we have one.
Ken Aaron. I missed my name. Ken Aaron is here.
Okay, I'll mark in. One,
thank
two,
you.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. We have quorum. I would like to request a timekeeper.
With much surprise, I am happy to do that.
Thank you.
For clarity, can you just say what the timings will be for this meeting?
2 minutes per person is what we've been doing. 2 minutes
okay.
per speaker.
Okie doke.
Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved. Mike.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Mike Heiss. I forget there's also Michael Novick.
No, that's why you say your last name.
And I just did. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Any changes or with the agenda?
Janine, to the stack about the agenda.
Go ahead, Janine.
I guess I'm looking at the agenda forwarded. I am asking that we first discuss who are voting members of the committee before proceeding with the rest of the meeting. So I'd like to make a motion that the people that are published, that actually these are not everyone that are voting members. So that we review who the voting members are before proceeding. Thank you.
I'm going to read the agenda for the public, and you'll see that that is on the agenda. So we have a roll call, request for timekeeper, approve agenda, approve minutes, February P&Ls with Julia, unfinished business, and then new business, and under the election of permanent chair, we have review of members. So that's where that is. And then we have another motion, a policy for fundraising events or efforts motion.
Bella, to the stack.
Go ahead.
Thank you. So I would like to second Janine's motion to bring it up to the very forefront. This, I think, is the second meeting at least, that this has been requested and denied. and we have lost much, much quality time over this issue. I would like for us to establish who are the voting members, get that list, and approve. Approve immediately before we dispense with the election area. Who are the candidates? And we can dispense with that, and then we can go on with the rest of our busy agenda. And I also, there is one item on the second page under third page, policy for fundraising events or efforts not initiated by KPFK management or LSB. I object to that, as that is not the purview of this committee. And I notice that other issues are being filtered through the Finance Committee by certain people on this committee, and that is wrong. And they need to be dealt with at governance of the KPFK, LSB, and or and individual pertinent committees. We should not be setting policy for other committees. This is not the governance committee.
Okay, so what's at issue here is to discuss the members for the chair election now or leave it as it is. Is there anyone else who wants to take the stack? Okay, Grace, let me just say that Julia requested that we put her first on the agenda. So I'm, you know, not, I want to leave it where it is. Go ahead, Grace.
Yeah, I'd prefer to hear the what our financial state is through Julia first, as the first thing on the agenda after a minute's approval.
Bella, okay. Be recognized.
Good,
may have
Fred be recognized.
Bella,
Fred,
you need... Okay, I hear Fred, and I hear Beth.
And did you hear Bella first?
I want to hear from all the people who haven't spoken yet, Bella.
Sure.
Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, I object to moving this item on elections to the front of the meeting. I think it's properly placed as is, and that I object. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Beth, go ahead.
Thank you. I'm content with the agenda as it is, and I think that out of courtesy to Julia, who's on the East Coast and 3 hours later than we are, and therefore in her off hours, I suggest that we defer to her needs and hear her first. Confident that the vote will follow soon after that.
Janine to the stack. And Bella to the stack.
Go ahead, Janine.
Well, I'd just like to point out, even if we were to vote on this right now, on whether we should do something one way or the other, we do not have a list of voting members. And that's the issue. And I did send out an email to you with the committee members CC'd, that asking that we define this before the next meeting so that there was no issues and delays, and there was no response. So that's right now we can't even vote. You know, it's a primary thing to understand who the voting members are. Thank you.
Point of information, Kim?
Yes, Fred. Yes, Fred.
Yeah. I assume my question is the list of people for quorum you have on the agenda essentially the list of voting members?
Essentially, but, you know, I think everybody showed up today who's a voting member. I have, you know, we can go over it when we get there. And I will explain everybody who's been at the last three meetings and all that.
Bella to the stack.
It's not a big deal.
I challenge the ruling of the chair.
Second by Bella.
There's nothing to challenge. We're in the middle of hearing people before we take a vote on whether to move this up or leave it where it is. Are people ready to vote?
Hello, good evening. Dawkins is in the meeting. So please me in.
I'll mark you in. Are we ready to take a vote?
What are we voting on, Madam Chair?
On whether to move this agenda item up or leave it where it is.
Can you please state the agenda item that we are have requested to move up?
Janine made a motion to discuss the members now.
The voting members, legitimate voting member list. Yes. Good.
Okay. Are we ready to vote? Grace, do you vote to move it up or leave it where it is?
Leave it where it is.
I object. Point of order.
What is your point of order, Janine?
Well, we do not have a defined list of membership. So without
Janine,
that, we shouldn't be taking a vote.
Janine?
Ruth to the stack. Ruth to the stack, please.
Quiet. Janine, that's not a point of order. We're taking a vote. We're in the middle of a vote.
You are bypassing the motion on the floor that we need to dispense with.
We are dispensing with the point of order. Bella, you do not have the floor.
Yes, because
point
you
or,
really,
point
Bella,
of order.
You do not have the floor. Ruth, I will get to you when I have silence.
Thank you.
What is your point of order?
I don't know whether it's a point of order or not. All I want to say is we are holding up Julia, and I think we should proceed with letting her do what she needs to do, and then we can do all this other bickering afterwards. Having her go now is not going to affect anything about the vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Ruth. That's not a point of order, but I take your
whatever.
Point.
Whatever.
We are in the middle of a vote. Grace voted no. Ken Aaron, how do you vote? Ken Aaron, I'll come back.
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Alan Beek, he's still not here. Fred Blair, how do you vote?
No, leave it where it's at.
Sue Colin Johnson. I'll come back to Sue. Bella DeSoto, how do you vote?
Move.
Raymond Goldstone.
No.
Michael Heiss.
Leave it as is.
Dave Johnson.
No.
Steve Kaiser is not here. I vote no. Michael Novick.
Yes.
King Riley?
Leave it where it is, please.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Janine?
Yeah.
Ruth Strauss?
Out of deference to Julia, no.
Beth Von Gunten?
No.
And Tom Wenger.
No.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 11 to 4. Okay, any other amendments to the agenda?
Madam Chair.
Lawrence.
I heard two people. I heard Raymond Goldstone and I heard Lawrence. Raymond Goldstone.
We were tied. Go ahead, Raymond. I defer to you.
I move the agenda as presented.
Okay. And so that's not completely in order. I have a request for information, Chair. So I think
I beg your pardon?
You have to answer the question.
I'm addressing my remarks to the Chair.
This is Sue. Can you hear me?
I'm addressing my
remarks. Quiet, everybody. Quiet, everybody. Raymond moved the agenda as is.
I have a question for information before Raymond, Chair.
Well, It wasn't before Raymond, because you both came in at the same time.
No, I'm
what is your question, Lauren?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Sue. You do not have the floor.
My question, Chair, is that since this item didn't get move up on the agenda, where is it on the agenda? I did arrive a few minutes late. Thank you.
It's the first item in new business after Julia's.
Thank you.
Are there any other amendments to the agenda?
Sue abstained.
Sue, if you want to speak, you must ask for the floor, please. Please don't just shout out.
Well, you already did the vote, and you didn't include me, and I want to abstain.
I will mark you as abstaining. I called your name. Sue, in the future, you need to be recognized before speaking. I called your name for the vote, and you didn't respond. I'm sorry.
You couldn't hear me.
Can I have the floor for a moment?
Yes, Ken.
I want to point out this thing called simple logic. If you want to abstain and you didn't vote, it's equivalent. There's no point in objecting to the fact that you didn't have the permission to abstain.
All right, Ken, thank you. So if there are no more amendments to the agenda, are there any objections to it being approved?
Yes, Bella DeSoto objected and requested another adjustment.
Bella, you don't have the floor. You do not have the floor.
You just asked the question of the floor. I am responding to you.
Well, then you have to ask to speak.
And I would like
before
to
before speaking. So your point is you're objecting to the agenda. Is that correct?
I am objecting to the item I pointed out earlier. But I would like to have it moved from the agenda because it is not our purview. And that
It was just voted down, Bella. So
I objected to it earlier on, and you dismissed
Bella,
it.
Item.
Stop.
You dismissed it.
Stop, Bella. Stop.
No, you dismissed
we just had a vote. This
you
is your. This is a warning to come to order,
vote.
Bella. This is your first warning to come to order, Bella. I hear somebody
Chair,
else.
Michael Love with a point. It's Michael Love with a point of order.
Bella Go ahead, Michael.
Bella was referring to a different matter on the agenda, not the one we just voted on.
It's not obvious to me what she's talking about. So I'm
is
only
Michael
responding to...
Is Michael addressing
Bella,
me or you?
Bella... You do not have the floor.
I would like to respond. I would like to...
Bella, you do not have the floor. I am talking to Michael Novick right now.
Okay.
What is your point of order, Michael?
My point of order is that you ruled her out of order, and she was talking about something different than you were talking about. Please let her explain what she was objecting to. On the agenda, it was not the question of where to put the... members.
This is Grace. May I speak?
Yes, please, Grace.
I ask to be recognized before Grace.
I haven't heard from Grace yet. I want to hear from Grace, Bella.
Okay.
Hey, Bella objected to the motion about outside events. That's on the agenda. That's what she mentioned two things when she spoke earlier.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We can vote it down when we get to it. It's on the agenda. We're not going to debate it now. If there are objections to that, then we'll deal with it when we get there. So are there any other objections to the agenda or... Is it approved as is?
I object. Bella, did you object?
I object, Janine.
Okay, I'll take a roll call. Okay.
Can Bella be recognized?
You do not
I'm
know.
Asking to be recognized.
I'm taking a vote.
Okay.
Grace, how do you vote? To approve the agenda or not?
Yes, to approve the agenda.
Ken, how do you vote?
Yes, to approve the agenda.
Alan Beek? Not present. Fred Blair?
Yes, to approve the agenda.
Sue Cohen Johnson?
Abstain.
Bella DeSoto?
Object.
Raymond Goldstone?
Yes, to approve as it presented.
Michael Heiss?
Yes, to approve.
Dave Johnson?
Dave Johnson votes yes.
Steve Kaiser? Not present. I vote yes. Michael Novick?
No.
King Riley?
Yes, thank you.
Lawrence Reyes?
Abstain.
Tom already came out August 2020 saying it would. Can people mute
if you don't have, thank you. Janine Roan.
I vote no.
Bruce Stroud.
Actually, I'm abstaining because I'm not confirmed to be a voting member. So this whole thing is frustrating.
Okay. Bruce Stroud, how do you vote? Approve.
Abstain. Abstain.
Beth Von Gunten.
Yes.
And John Wanger.
Yes.
All right, thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10, 2, 2, 2, 4 abstentions. All right, the agenda is approved and can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
So move, Raymond Goldstone.
Bella objects.
Janine objects.
Are there any corrections?
Several.
Who was that speaking?
Bella DeSoto, several areas that need clarification and correction.
Would you like to be recognized, Bella? Is that what you're wanting?
Yes.
Go ahead, Bella.
Yes, there are several areas which led to a fiasco on two meetings, as two meetings were canceled already. And today, and those minutes are not reflecting exactly what transpired at that meeting. Non-representative.
Okay.
Janine would like to be...
I'll put you on the stack, Janine, but please don't interrupt me. Bella, what would you like changed? I need specific changes.
Not at this moment.
Okay. Janine, go ahead.
So I sent a transcription of the meeting, and many of these items are not correct. Bella did not challenge the ruling of the chair. I challenged the ruling of the chair. There are so many of these things that are not correct. So I can forward it again, and we can readdress it later on in the meeting when everyone has the transcription again for a reference.
Okay. Anybody else have any issues?
This
Madam
is Beth.
Chair.
I heard Madam Beth, and I heard Madam Chair.
It's Raymond Goldstone seeks recognition.
Okay. Who wants to go first? I don't want to pick.
Either way, it's fine with me.
Beth can go first.
Okay.
Yes. Understanding that minutes can be changed, can be corrected at any point in the future, if there are not specific changes moved now, then I move that we accept the minutes as they are, with the understanding that when, if and when specific corrections are proposed, they can always be considered. Thank you.
Bella, object.
Bella, you don't have the floor, so you're out
Janine
of order.
Janine would like to respond.
Bella, Janine, you do not have the floor. Raymond Goldstone is next. Go ahead, Raymond.
Yes. The question of the chair. There are the list, not including on the minutes, not including Julia, is 18, I believe. Yes, it's 18, and it indicates 15 were present, and I don't know who was not present, or I don't remember who was my brother.
Well, I am trying to. This is my notations. I should have taken it off, but that was 15 present at roll call. So ultimately, the other people showed up late. Steve Kaiser is often late. You know, it's tax season. Some other people came late. So that really doesn't belong there. The people who are on this list are the people who attended that meeting.
May I be recognized?
Bella, no. Bella, please. Do you understand that, Raymond?
I do.
I'll take that off because it really doesn't belong there. Unless I add 15 present at roll call and the other people came late.
Thank you.
May I be recognized? This is Bella.
Fred, may Fred be recognized?
I'm going to call him Fred because he has not spoken yet. Go ahead, Fred.
Usually, it's considered good format in minutes to indicate those members of the committee that are absent. And I just suggest for future minutes, the format, you should include an absent category so we know who's also not present. Thank you.
Oh, okay, good point. Point well taken. Thank you, Fred.
Grace for the stack.
Go ahead, Grace.
Bella asked
we postpone minutes approval to
Bella
the end of the agenda.
Bella, you're out of order. You are out of order. This is your second warning. Grace has the floor. She has not spoken yet.
Okay,
go ahead, Grace.
I move that we postpone this item of minutes approval and put it at the end of the agenda of this meeting.
Okay.
Bella,
can we take a vote on that? Can we take a vote on
Janine seconds?
You second postponing it?
Yes.
Well, we don't need a second in committee. Okay. So move to postpone. Grace, how do you vote?
Yes.
Ken, how do you vote?
Sorry, yes.
Alan Beek? Present. Fred Blair?
Yes.
Duke Cohen Johnson? Sue Cohen Johnson? Bella?
Yes.
Raymond Goldstone?
No.
Okay. Michael Heiss?
Yes.
Dave Johnson?
Yes.
Steve Kaiser? Not present. Kim Kaufman votes yes. Michael Novick.
Abstain.
King Riley.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence, I can't hear you. Janine Roan.
Yes. And actually, I object. We shouldn't even be taking a vote.
No. We are in a vote, Janine. Please do not say anything but yes or no or abstain.
Well, we shouldn't be voting.
Roustrev, how do you vote? Roustrev? Roustrev, I can't hear you. Beth Von Gunten?
I'm sorry, I'm here when you get to me.
What's your vote, Ruth?
I'm sorry, but what am I voting?
Whether to postpone the minutes until later.
But later meaning this meeting or any time?
Yeah. No, later in this meeting.
Okay, yes. I it's okay to postpone them to later in the meeting. Thank you.
Beth, how do you vote?
Yes.
John Wanger.
Yes.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 12, 1, and 1. Okay. So I'm texting Julia.
Do stack.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I hate to bring this up, but if you got some people that you can't hear that you think are present, you could circle back around and give them one more chance to vote. Thank
you. You're right. I forgot. I'm sorry, Sue. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you for reminding me. Okay, we're going to, Julia should be on any minute, and if you've taken a look at these, they're not good. You know, the problem is that our listener support is basically down 50% from last year. We've done pretty well on major donors. We had a nice bequest in November. The car donations are up 1%, which is nice. They're holding steady. And that's about it for revenue. The personnel costs are 42% down, and that's good. The admin expenses are 34% down. Programming expenses are up 12%. And development expenses are down 47%. So we have a a net deficit of $300,000 year to date. So, we're all trying to figure out how to raise revenue because that's really what we need. We spent time last night on the NFC with Stephanie telling us what she's pursuing. We're in a tough spot. Are there any specifics you want to review? Do you have any questions?
Kim, who are you speaking to? Are you speaking to the body asking for a stack? What are you doing?
Bella, who are you speaking to? You did not ask to be recognized.
You asked a general question without identifying who.
Well, you, then you asked to be recognized, Bella. This is your third warning. No, you did not. You just started speaking, Bella. Stop it.
Point of order. Janine, what's the point of order?
What's your point of order, Janine?
Well, I tried to get recognized before, but I wasn't. But the first point, the first out of order that you gave Bella was not actually an out of order earlier this meeting. So, you know, keeping count of just because you say somebody's out of order, if they're not actually out of order, it doesn't really count towards the effect that it might have where somebody gets muted for the rest of the meeting. So I just wanted to make a point of that.
Well, thank you very much.
This is Julia, just making sure you know I'm here.
Okay, thank you, Julia. I just sort of gave a rundown. I thank you for putting the percentages in and I ran them down. And, you know, we have a $300,000 deficit, and, you know, we talked about, Stephanie talked about things that she's doing to raise revenue for KPFK. And, you know, it's tough right now. There's not a lot of options.
Right. It is, you know, I went back and played with, and I apologize for it taking so long for me to connect. I was having Wi-Fi.
No, it's fine.
But, you know, I went back and just was looking at the percentages, and I know it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things, but, you know, if we take that PPP loan piece out, you know, overall revenue-wise, we're down 48%. And it just seems shocking to me that we've had such a continued drop, you know, and, you know, getting back to what is the root of that problem, from the programming perspective, or is it because, you know, the listenership numbers had gone down and they haven't started to recover yet? What is the cause that it is continuing to happen, that we haven't seen a turnaround? One of the, you know, when I was thinking about my list of things that I would say was, you know, we've been in fundraising mode. They kind of had this little special fundraising the past few weeks. You know, in my opinion, we have to be in ongoing fundraising mode. And I think that's going to be the challenge. It's going to be stressful for the staff. But at the same time, I don't see that we have another option. And Kim, I forgot to ask Stuart, you know, I believe the one that they're currently in was supposed to end maybe the 15th, but then they're starting another one in May. So does that mean we're not doing any fundraising in between the 15th and May?
Yep, that would be it. You know,
so
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're going to have 2 weeks of, like, not much coming in.
So because right now we literally are hand-to-mouth with you know, day to day with holding back funds to be able to have enough cash to make payroll. And I don't know how deep you went into some of the things that Stephanie said last night.
No,
I apologize.
No, it's okay, Julia. There was one question I forgot to, I wanted to ask. It was mentioned at last week's PNB that there is a bequest that's being held until they get the bank signatures straightened out. And I was just curious what that amount of that bequest was.
Yeah, that is a good question. And I don't want to confuse units, but I'm going to see if I can find out. I don't know that they even knew, but I might be confusing that with WBAI. So I will see what I can find out. What's ridiculous about that is that that has been an issue since I went out there in October. So the fact that it's still an issue is a problem. I will say that this week we were trying to make sure that we got the at least the local bank, the Bank of America signature stuff taken care of. And fortunately, KPFK is with Bank of America, so that is going to be easier for us to get handled than some of these other banks that are with some of the other units. But I'm going to check on that.
Okay. Well, that might be a bright spot. One of the things Stephanie mentioned last night, and WBBAI did this, and I thought it was not, I mean, I thought it was a pretty good idea. I mean, it, well, he had a separate little fundraising campaign specifically for the tower. It was earmarked like to pay the tower bills for X amount a period of time, separate from the basic fundraising. And it raised $80,000. You know, he had a larger goal, but it's still not nothing. And Stephanie brought up the idea. I mean, we're like $60,000 in arrears on our utility bills, you know, between the tower and the building. And I think DWP is going to, you know, is going to be very relaxed. I don't know about, you know, Edison. But
well, fortunately, and I do keep an eye on, like, I do put my eyes on each of those bills to make sure that it doesn't say, you know, you're going to be terminated. For example, you would get that warning with, like, AT&T. And I knew initially back in deep pandemic time that they were being extremely flexible with that. So, but I feel like that could be easily coming to an end soon. And whether it is or not, we need to have a plan to start chipping away at that.
Right.
Because we can't just let it continue to get larger. And so,
right. What I'm saying is Stephanie suggested KPFK could do a special little pot of fundraising just to pay our utility bills. I mean, it may not be what donors get really excited about, but it's kind of come to that kind of situation now where we need to have little pots of money where we're, you know, little problem areas we're raising money for.
And I agree. I think we have to be careful, though.
Yeah.
And make sure that we're at a spot where that's not the only fundraising that we're able to achieve. Because right now, we're struggling to make payroll even without paying these utility bills. So if we restrict the fundraising and say that's what we're going to pay for, which, again, there's very good people do that all the time. But it's going to, we don't have enough cash on hand to be able to fund payroll if all of the fundraising is going to something restricted. So I think we have to be very, what's the word I'm looking for?
Careful.
Thoughtful.
Careful.
And, yeah, and how we're structuring the ask and what we're doing, what our approach is with that.
Right.
Point of information, Bella DeSoto.
Okay, Bella, and then I'm going to take a stack, so get ready, people. What's your question, Bella?
I thought that this was to be a report from Julia, not a private conversation.
That's not a point of information. Right. That's not a point of information, Bella. Julia.
I'm sorry. I felt like everyone could... I was speaking to the group, not just him.
Right. We were both talking.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear who that
was.
I think somebody was trying to...
Yeah, go ahead, Julia. Go ahead, Julia. Or if you want to finish.
My point was I was just saying I felt that I was speaking to the group.
Okay, we're fine.
Conversation.
Yes. I'd like to take a stack. Anybody have questions?
Bella.
Mike Heiss.
Okay, here. Bella and Michael Heiss.
Fred Blair.
Fred. Pardon me? Somebody else?
Joe Chair.
Pardon me?
Joe Chair.
This is Alan Beek. I have just come in.
Okay, Alan. Hello. Okay, so I have Bella, Michael, and Fred, and was there somebody else or not? Okay, go ahead, Bella.
I believe that was Lawrence Reyes. He can barely speak. That was Lawrence Reyes. So I have some questions for Julia. Thank you, Julia. We received all the information in a very short time. It's very difficult to assimilate and analyze all this information in such short time window. I want to ask you the easy one. On the accounts payable ledger, what is the $168,498.93 that does not have a heading at the far left of the report?
I'm sorry, which report are you looking at?
The accounts payable aging.
I'm just pulling it up. Hold on. Everything should have a heading. You're looking at the one that was dated today?
Correct. Under report totals, $168,498.93, like an orphan. I don't know what that number applies to.
Hold on.
What line is it on, Bella?
You're right.
Is it on?
Yeah, it's the column C.
Oh, okay.
Correct.
Let me see. That is very odd. Hold on. I'm doing some quick math here to see why that's there.
Because the total of the report is 164 next to it.
You know, I'll be honest. I think something happened when I made the export. I'll rerun that tonight and send it out. I don't know why that's there.
Okay, then I have a question.
But the 164 should total up. I'm just making sure that it totals up.
Yes, it does.
Which
it does.
It does.
Okay, so the question, the purchase power is for premiums. Why are we still paying for premiums? The other question is, I have questions. What is the ASCAP? Why are we paying so much money? And this is only in the recent 30 days,
$13,320. Okay.
Why?
Okay, on the first one, the purchase power, that is actually the postage for the Pitney Bowes machine. And so they load that. Can you hear me?
Purchase power.
Yeah, the purchase power is the vendor name. It comes on the invoice from that loads the machine with postage. So
Pitney Bowes is there by itself. And let me see here. Pitney
Michael,
Bowes.
Are you timing this?
Yes. Just let me interrupt. In fairness, I'm timing Bella's speech stopping the watch when Julia speaks.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
But given that, Bella's got about 15 seconds left.
Okay.
Well, I can jump onto the ASCAP question real quick, because that is a big one.
Okay, I would like for you to indicate where the PPP funds are, and they would there seem to be placed under miscellaneous other income. I place their PPP funds. Is that correct, the 393?
It is correct.
In January, and then that would be the total prior year. So
you're at time, Bella.
Okay. So the 393 for January, this would have been for last year, correct?
Correct.
Okay. But we have another pending PPP fund.
Bella, you're done.
Not a PPP.
You're done, Bella.
The EIDL loan. The EIDL loan.
You're done, Bella.
And the idle loan is not going to be
on our sheet at all.
Yeah, but let me answer the ASCAP piece just so, because I'm sure that a lot of people are going to wonder about this. That is the licensing that we have to pay to play certain music, and that is we're having to pay that because we're not covered by CPB any longer. And yes, that is 2 years, or that's all of 2021 and year-to-date 2022. So we do have a payment plan in place with them. So, and all of the units received those.
Okay, Michael Heiss is next.
Yes, thank you. Just a couple of quick questions or maybe suggestions for next time for Julia. It was really hard when you said these things as read-only files because that won't let you run the cursor across and total it. So I would hoping that next time you don't you send them just as regular open files, it makes it difficult. The other questions are with regards to the premiums. It would be nice. I was hard to do is to have like a P&L for each premium revenue to that premium versus the cost. So we have an indication of the profit for things that we're offering as premiums versus the amount that's raised that the premium is against. It was just really hard to siphon that out. The other thing, I'm guessing you don't have that now, and I understand. The other thing, I'm just looking at line number nine, where it's $5,000 for Christine Blasdale. Is that for premiums, or are we, like, paying her?
That is for her to do pitches during the fund drive.
So she's being paid as a programmer, and the people that she's promoting presumably get paid for the stuff that are the premiums. Where I come from, that's double dipping.
And
no, that's the way it
it's
works.
Not double dipping. I will say that I'm against double dipping, and that's not what that is. But I do agree; it seems expensive. But that is something that WBA. I'm not sure what units have used her. I have seen them over the past year with her, these invoices from her with KPFK and WBAI.
It's just what I'm trying to determine for all of the premiums, I'm not just picking on Blasdale, is to see how much was raised versus what was expended in terms of the cost of the premiums. I suspect we are, but are we making that $5,000 back? And it's hard to suss that out. So,
Michael,
those
I
are my comments.
Julia, yeah.
I wrote to the chat. Thank you.
Go ahead, Julia, and then I'd like to speak to this.
And then Ruth, thank you.
Thank you, Ruth.
I believe that there is a report. I've talked to Terry about that can be generated. My concern is the reliability or the accuracy of the report. So I will talk, and that does not mean that that's intentional inaccuracy. I mean making sure that it's been validated and that the system is set up properly to track it properly. So I'll talk with Terry again and just see what, if anything, that we can do with that report to see if it's actual something that's usable that we can kind of launch that conversation from with that.
Michael,
yeah.
The number that we need to be aware of is the ratio of listener support to premiums. It should be no more than 10 to 1. So if we have like 500 and change of listener support and the payments for premiums is under $20,000, that's clearly under 10%. So in terms of that ratio, we're doing well on that.
Okay, it was just hard to extract that. Thank you.
You're correct, though. You cannot tell that on a micro level. You just have to kind of have faith in what that comment about the listener support to premium ratio and that standard across the industry.
Right, and that's a number I have always tracked, and we're doing very well on that right now. A lot of, well, anyways, go ahead, Ruth.
Thank you, Kim. I'm really glad you're tracking it because I'm kind of a little bit you know, upset that we hear these things like, oh, Christine is wonderful. She's doing it for free. And then we hear $5,000. So I'm content if you are content, Kim, in terms of the ratio or whatever, which is beyond my pay grade. But the bottom line is I'm sure you are being very, very vigilant. It's very important because to say that Christine is doing it for free and then find out it's $5,000 is kind of, you know, confusing and disingenuous. Not blaming anyone here, but thank you for doing due diligence.
Okay, look, you know, the station was in, you know, they're trying to raise money, and they did this experiment for a couple of weeks of, you know, a few hours a day. And, you know, that's all it is for right now. They will evaluate it and see if that's a good path or a bad path. And that was just an experiment. You know, they need to raise cash. I heard Michael Novick next.
And Lawrence to the stat chair.
Okay, got you. Go ahead, Michael.
So I think that in terms of the fundraising, it is important to look at not only the cost of the premiums, but the other costs. If people are being paid as consultants, or if we're paying for the phone the call service, all that has to be deducted from the you know, what the net of the fundraising is. I agree that we should keep the premium to, a donation ratio within a certain range, but there are other costs involved that we need to keep track of. And one of the questions then is how soon you think we might be able to go back to phoning volunteers, if that's something within your purview. And then the other is how to keep track of those other expenses besides the cost of the premiums themselves in terms of shipping and fulfillment and so on, all of which has to be covered. I guess my other question is I understood that in part there was Christine was being asked to train people in pitching, not just to do her own. And I was wondering if that was accurate or not, or if you're aware of that. Thank you.
Yes, in December, that was part of the work that she did in December, was train some staff, for their making the pitches during the programming. That's the answer to that one. One, we did not pay for the call center for this last short fund drive. And so that's something easy. Carrie always reaches out to me because the call center is relatively expensive, and so he always knows to reach out to let me know what their plan is for that and how much, because he wants to make sure that the funds are available. So we did use that in the last fund drive, which was February, I guess, but not the short one. And we have reduced the amount of minutes, I guess you would say, that we've been paying for. We do track the shipping, but again, we are not doing it in a template way like you would normally do a full cost analysis. So that would be great to get there, but we do, you know, obviously have a premium shipping line item that we keep up with. Was there something else that you asked in there?
No, that covers it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, let me add that my understanding is, okay, Fred. Fred, were you on the, you spoke, or did I?
No,
not,
I didn't.
Did I jump you?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I cut you off. Okay, Sue, I hear you. Fred, go ahead, and I'm sorry.
Thank you, Kim. Julia, I'm looking at the P&L, and I'm looking at, I'm hearing a very bad feedback of my own voice. Could somebody please mute their line? In any case, Julia, looking at line 62, telephone charges on the P&L, I'm looking at comparing last year to this year, and I noticed that we're only down about about $10,000 at this point. But in any case, looking, I noticed that we haven't, it looks like we had, a negative number for February of $3,302. Is that some kind of a, chargeback that we got from some of the vendors that we, terminated, or, could you answer that?
I can. We received, there were two lines, and I'll be honest, I've tried to not become a part of the IT department because I can't take on more than I'm already doing. But I do know that Mikkel and Stuart had been working closely with AT&T because Mikkel had been saying for a while that there were two lines that we did not need. And I believe one of them involved the tower. It was something to do with fiber that was never installed that we've been charged for. And we were able to get those credits back, get those the amounts that we had paid back. So that is what that is. So it's directly from AT&T. We have not gotten any credits from other vendors.
So the credit
but,
is...
But we are not paying CPX any longer, for example.
Okay. The question...
So it's a combination thing.
Okay. The additional question is, since I'm seeing a negative $3,000, but the normal monthly charge is almost $10,000, so... Is the difference that we got back something like $15,000 or something on that order?
No, it was not. So remember, in February, and I'll need to go back and check. I believe February we did not have a full month of TPX, and we had the credits, and then we dropped some lines. So I'll go back and check to see exactly what is left about what our monthly AT&T has been. You know, the situation did not go smoothly with the conversion to the new system. And so we had to actually pick up, even though we dropped TPX, I think we had to end up picking up another type of service that was substantially less, but I think it's more like $1,200 a month. The whole thing did not work out as it was planned. And that was something else I was going to mention too, that you know, we're going to have to end up buying more phones. You know, it's been a disappointing experience.
I don't know all the details.
Lawrence, am I in the stack?
Yes, you are, Lawrence.
Thank you.
And Michael Heiss is timing everybody.
Okay.
So clearly, Fred has more time.
Okay.
Go ahead, Fred.
I thank you for your the clarity and your openness on this. I'm sorry to hear that it's not working out as some of the promises that were made, but. It looks like we're going in the right direction, but it's disappointing that we haven't cut our costs more. We were promised something on the order of half. We were promised something on the order of about 50%, and it doesn't appear we're getting there. Thank you, Michael.
Well, we should see more in March. Well, I think March will make it clearer. I'm going to try to have those out in the next week.
Thank you.
Thank you, Julia. Lawrence, you're next.
Thank you. So obviously some people are getting more deference than others. I only asked the question, and when I asked for the stack, I hadn't spoken. Some people have been given the stack when they haven't spoken in deference to that. So my question is the following. It seems like it's really impossible to sustain this mode of business. I mean, it just isn't. We're hustling just to pay off our salaries. So my question is, Julia, is the following. We are running a $300,000 deficit. At the PNB, there was an alarming number of $1 million in debt. Are we $1 million in debt, and are we running a $300,000 deficit? And if that's the case, what is it that we can do other than hustling to sustain our salary structure. The, you know, expanding our listener base, hustling our programming to do that, highlighting our programming to do that. I mean, tell me, just the facts. Tell me, like I'm a fourth grader, and I need to learn about math. If you could just tell me.
Sure. So you're welcome. The difference between the $1 million number that you heard at the PNB and the number, the 300,000 or whatever it is here that we're looking at, I can't remember, but is that this is year to date. The $1 million is for the year. So it is saying that by September, we could easily be $1 million in the red. Does that make sense?
So yeah, that makes sense.
Right now, continue at the rate we're going, because we have not, so if we keep at the same pace, we would be at $1 million deficit by September.
So just a quick follow-up, Julia. So what is it that we can do? I mean, I understand that the WBI model is being rolled out as an experiment. But what can we do other than experimenting and trying to throw spaghetti on the wall to see what sticks?
Well, I think that is what we're waiting on, a report from Stephanie. And, gosh, all of my meetings are starting to run together. Was I not just on a meeting? Was that the PNB meeting where she discussed?
That's the NFC last night.
Oh, the NFC last night. They're all starting to run together.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if anyone listened to the NFC meeting, but she is, looking. She is putting together, I guess I would call it, what are the options, the reality. And there are going to be things on it that, it's very, people have to hear. And so it's the honesty. It doesn't mean it's going to happen, but it's more of a what if. What if things don't change? And it's looking at, okay, what can we do to reduce costs by doing more program sharing? What is it that we can do? I know nobody wants to become a repeater station. What are those what ifs to be able to keep control and not go into bankruptcy? And, of course, that is the goal. Bankruptcy is on the list, but that is not the goal. It is that could happen, and what are the tiers, here are the tiers of things that could happen, and something is going to have to be, fairly significant with reducing costs and being able to generate more revenue to get things under control, to get these past liabilities paid. Of course, like you said, we do feel like we're throwing spaghetti at the wall. And God love not to use the word God on this, but, goodness, love the staff, because they're trying hard. They're really working together, from what it sounds like to me, to try to put these programs together to do some additional fundraising. But unfortunately, that's just going to be enough to kind of limp along. It's not going to get us out of the hole. And, this has been a hole that we've been trying to kind of get out of for a few years now. And now we're at the breaking point, and something dramatic is going to have to happen.
Yeah, if I could just make a last point, I want to caution the members of this committee, that when they mention staff, that they shy away from assuming how much salary they're making, how much their contracts are for, because that leads us into liability. So I just wanted to mention that to the chair, make sure that that doesn't happen again. Thank you, Julia.
I'm not sure what you're referring to, Lawrence, but...
Well, Chair, somebody mentioned that. So-and-so is making this much. That's not okay.
I didn't hear that, but I'm sorry.
Okay, well, I did.
No. Okay, well taken. Sue Cohen Johnson, you're next. Who?
She on mute?
Yeah. But, Julia, I promised you a half an hour, and we're just about there, so...
Was there someone after Sue?
Nope. Nope. So,
I thank you. I have a question for Julia.
No, I'm sorry. We've 30 minutes on my promise, Julia. 30 minutes.
No,
she's working very hard on the audit. And Sue Cohen-Johnson is next. And she is not. Bella, you're not recognized. Bella, you're not recognized. You're not recognized. We're saying goodbye to Julia. So thank you very much,
Julia. Point of order?
What's your point of order, Janine?
Well, I would it not be proper to ask Julia if she could ask answer another question?
That's not a point of order, Janine. So
point of information?
It's not a point of information, Janine.
Point of information. Would it not be proper to ask Julia if she could answer another question before she leaves?
Julia, do you want to answer another question? I promised you 30 minutes. I think she's gone. So, you can write it out, Stella, and I'll send it to her. You can ask me. I might know the answer. At any rate, we're moving along. Okay, we are next on unfinished business, and we have this motion from Alan Beek from last week, from last meeting. Alan, do you want to tell us what your motion was about?
I was just asking how many people were interested in each of several different projects that we might undertake. Nobody responded, so I guess nobody was interested in any of those projects.
Okay. Okay.
Bella DeSoto, may I be recognized?
Go ahead, Bella.
Can Alan B., I noticed that Grace Aaron responded to each of your questions or project lines. Can you please read them for the stream?
I don't know what you're talking about, Bella.
Can Alan Beek read his line items? There were about five of them for the stream. He's saying that no one was interested. If he reads them, they will be then encapsulated within the agenda at this point.
Ruth to the stack.
Go ahead, Ruth.
I was just going to say that I think that he could submit them in writing. I'm not sure why they would need to have to be read. And if there was anything outside of the statement that he sent out talking about, you know, why any of us should be on the finance committee, et cetera, if there was something else that he had suggestions about projects, I did not receive that. I'm just letting him know for a point of information. I only received something that said that was dealing with if you, you know, are appropriately on the finance committee or not. Thank you.
This was on this agenda and the previous agenda, and he sent it out to all of us like over a month ago.
Okay, thank you.
Now, who is this that says, I have my list of finance committee
members,
and maybe I'm missing you. Who is missing?
Oh, my God! I am so distressed. I am so forlorn.
Please mute. Somebody, please mute.
Alan, I am not saying that I'm not on your list. I did receive one thing. I didn't receive a list of projects. That's all. Thank you.
They're in the agenda.
Now, who is this who's speaking who is not on the list?
That was Ruth Strauss and
Bella DeSoto.
Ruth Strauss. I have Ruth Strauss, MD, 1 at earthlink.net. Is that correct?
Well, yes. And this was received, Alan. This was received.
Okay. And I had three big things that I thought were things that need to be accomplished. One is to work with National and NETA in straightening up our chart of accounts, which is a terrible mess, and there are accounts in there that don't mean anything or you can't figure out what they mean. And I understood the project was underway. Now, I think we should join with them and find out what they're doing, make sure that we're putting in our contribution. One of the things I thought we should undertake was a system to make sure that we don't spend over our budget. I suppose you could say, well, if somebody spends over the budget, we'll put a fine on them to hold it out of their salary or something. I think that's pretty ridiculous. But there might be some way if we can work it out so that the checks just can't be written if they're going over budget. And I think we could make a project out of that and try to figure out some way to do it. And I can't remember what the third one is right now.
It's number 2 on the agenda. Under your...
Bella, you do not have the floor.
Yes, and the other one was to make a what I called an arteries and veins diagram, something that shows how the money flows through Pacifica, who gets money for what and how they dispose of it, who takes it to the bank, who drops it in that box over there, all those things. I think we have many questions that come up that could be answered and mistakes that wouldn't even be made if we had a chart like that that we could follow and knew what we were doing each time we did something. That's the third one.
Point of information, Kim?
Go ahead, Michael.
No, I just want to ask, Alan is over time, if it were a comment, but if he's making a presentation, you know, it's fair discretion, but I just wanted to point that out. And also, as an informational matter, to point out that we are just about at the time certain.
Okay.
Okay. I just wanted to find out if anybody was interested in working on any of those things. If you are, I hope you'll respond. Nobody has responded to me yet.
Okay.
I'm through.
All right. Okay. I mean, there seems to be no reason to vote on this. He's asking for people to contact him if you're interested in doing any of these, which, in my opinion, are outside of the purview of the Finance Committee or the LSB. These are all management jobs to do, and we don't have any place in doing them. If Alan doesn't understand specific things, I'll be happy to explain to him, but you know, this is outside of what a board does. Are there any other comments? I'll take a stack. Okay, well, we're time certain, and if somebody wants to, the next on the agenda is the election, and I suspect people are going to want to extend time to deal with that.
Bella DeSoto extends for 10 minutes or 15 minutes, whatever needed. Motions to extend.
Any objection? Okay. So, here is the...
Janine would like to be recognized.
Go ahead, Janine.
Well, I don't think 10 minutes is the proper amount of time to both discuss the voting membership and to do a vote for chair.
Okay, so you're objecting to 10 minutes.
So,
okay.
So I'd like to move that.
Whatever time is needed. I said whatever time is needed.
Okay.
Well, we have 10 minutes so far. And one objection to 10 minutes. So
Bella extends to a half hour.
Bella, you're not recognized. Janine, do you have an alternate that we can take a vote on?
I say that we, I move that we continue for as long as it takes to do the rest of our agenda.
No. I object to that, please.
Bella seconds.
Bella, you need to be recognized, and please stop, or I will... call for a vote. I have 10 minutes, and as long as it takes. And as long as it takes is not a time that we
point
need
of
to
information.
Extend to. Go ahead, Janine.
Does someone need to be recognized to second?
We don't need seconds in committees. So we have 10 minutes and no other option. So as far as I'm concerned, it's 10 minutes. If that's not sufficient, we'll
Bella
have to do
like
it again.
Bella would like to be recognized. Thank you.
Okay, Bella, go ahead.
I pull my motion for 10 minutes because you seem to be fixed. I want to extend for as long as necessary. Thank you.
Mike would like to be recognized, please.
Go ahead, Michael.
Given the way, I'm sorry, but I have to say this. Given the way things work around here, nothing personal to anyone. As long as it takes means we could be here for days, and it's just not fair to people. Let's pick a thing, do it, set
pick
a time
a thing,
period,
Michael.
And then be
pick
done.
Pick a thing. Pick a thing, Michael.
I don't care which one.
Minutes.
Your motion. I take it. Your motion, no more than a half an hour, and then let's stop, please.
I would say 15 minutes. This does not require more than 15 minutes.
Janine would like to be recognized.
Bella would like to be recognized.
Go ahead, Janine.
I'd like to move that we table the election till the next month's meeting. And in the meantime, we get a definitive list of voting members, and we put the voting at the beginning of the meeting.
That's an improper motion, Janine. You can't table for a specific time. You either table it or you postpone it to a particular time. Okay, I'm not sure who that is, but point of
Raymond,
order. Raymond. Go ahead, Raymond.
Pardon me, Chair, but I believe that a motion to table requires a date certain.
No,
and
no.
Without it, it disappears.
No, a tabling is without a date. A postponed to a date is how you establish a date.
Michael Novick. Yeah, that's correct. When you table, it's usually to later in the same meeting, and that's not what we're talking about. She is talking about postponing. I want to offer a half hour as the time because we're spending more time discussing what we can deal with in 10 or 15 minutes than we would actually do discussing the things you have to deal with. So
I heard actually a motion for 30 minutes from Michael Heiss, and then you, for some reason, didn't accept that and said 15.
I suggested 15, and that was not accepted. So we have a motion.
All right, I'd like to move 30 minutes.
Right, and I should have just called for that vote, and instead I took Janine. So I don't even know what to do now. What does the body want to do? Postpone to the next meeting or set a time certain for 30 minutes?
30 minutes, please. Bella DeSoto.
Anybody else? I'll take a vote, okay?
This is Grace. Can I be recognized?
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay, Janine put a motion on the floor on this subject to postpone it till the next meeting at the top of the agenda. Michael Heiss essentially put forward a substitute motion. Would be to extend time in this meeting by a half hour. So we vote on Michael Heiss's substitute motion, and if that passes, it substitutes. It overrides Janine's motion. That makes sense?
Yeah, but not really. A postponed or a tabling takes precedence, so that's the issue I have, you know. But Michael Heiss really did suggest 30 minutes before I took, mistakenly, Janine. So
I called for the vote. I called for the vote. This is Bella.
No, you're not recognized. Stop it.
John Wenger would like to be recognized.
Go ahead, John.
You know, Grace is technically right with regard to the splitting and all that, but that all takes time. I'd be willing to stay for 30 minutes and put the time into whatever you guys want to talk about. So my question would be, does anybody have any opposition to a 30 minutes and time certain? Because that's easy to do, because we can just have, if anybody has opposition, we stop and don't do it. But if it could just be a 30-minute extension, and we make some progress, we don't spend the time voting, we spend the time talking, and we make progress on whatever the group wants to make progress on.
Chair Lawrence to the staff.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you. I think we could solve this by simply going to the default position. Since the chair's iteration of going to 15 minutes was not supported by the body, then we're in the default position of going to Michael Heiss's suggestion or motion that we extend this meeting for 30 minutes to take care of business. So. I support that.
Any objections to extending for 30 minutes? Okay. There we go. So we have nominations.
Raymond Goldstone to the floor.
Go ahead, Raymond.
I nominate Tim Kaufman as chair.
Okay. You know what? Okay.
Bella DeSoto nominates herself.
Bella, you weren't recognized. Can't you ask for the floor, Bella? Can't you by now ask to be recognized?
Point of order.
What's the point of order?
I don't believe that there's equity of treatment from the chair right now to the members.
Right. I'm asking for people to ask to be recognized, Janine. That's not unfair. Are there any other nominations?
Michael Lopez, parliamentary inquiry.
I have nominated myself.
Alan, can you ask to be recognized in the future?
I ask to be recognized.
Okay, and you're nominating yourself?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
I heard Michael Novick.
Go ahead.
Agenda. Yes, I thought on the agenda you would put the membership of the committee before the election.
What I have, it's on the agenda, nominations, review of members, and then protocols for voting.
All right, sorry, thank you.
Bella
DeSoto, are there any other nominations?
Bella DeSoto would like to be recognized.
Go ahead, Bella.
I nominate myself for the fourth time. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? Okay. We'll let each candidate speak for 1 minute. Who would like to go first? Bella? Ellen?
I will prefer to go last.
The challengers go first. Ellen, would you like to speak to your nomination? Go ahead. Michael Heitz, can you time this at 1 minute?
You betcha.
Thank you.
I already emailed my platform to all the people on the committee. There are 7 items that I think we could undertake. Some of them I'm interested in working on myself. And I'd like to find out who among the candidates is interested in any of those. If you don't have anything you want to accomplish, I don't think you should run for this committee at all. That's the extent of my platform. I'm through.
Thank you, Bella.
Yes, I would like to do things very differently with equitability across the board, where there is no nepotism, where there is full, open transparency for everyone, and better communication for the committee with Julia Kennard, which seems to be an impossible situation, submitting questions and never answered. And then we are truncated during these meetings because we lose so much time going over, discussing, or arguing over procedure and many violations. And I prepared a minority report that I will be submitting to this committee after this meeting for your digestion. Thank you for your support.
Okay, it's my turn. I'm Kim Kaufman. I'm a treasurer. I've been the chair, and I was the chair in 2020. I was the treasurer for 2 years and the chair for 3 years in, I don't know, 2011, 12, 13. I believe we should follow the bylaws, which this committee does oversight. And we report to the LSB, and we review the budget. And I don't believe we should micromanage or interfere with management, but just do oversight. It may feel like it's not as much as we'd like to do, but we're not management, and I don't think we should be. I'd like to continue chairing this meeting. I think I've done a very good job
on the
NFC. Okay.
Tim, you're in time.
All right, thank you.
And just a point of information, on my other screen, I keep seeing things popping up from Sue Cone Johnson, and it says, I want to vote. I don't know if that means she wants to run or whatever, but I know you're calling on her, but she keeps sending these emails.
Maybe we can help her technically after the meeting. I don't know what to do. I mean, I'm sorry.
This is Bella DeSoto. May I be recognized?
Yes.
Yes, I would like to make a correction that we should have taken care of who is eligible to vote, because I know you have people on the list that are not eligible to vote, and we have not resolved that, and that should have been the first item of concern before going into the election process. Thank you.
Okay. We are actually on that item right now, and I am looking for my spreadsheet. It'll take me a second to pull it up.
May I be recognized to speak?
Yes, Raymond.
I believe that in the agenda for today, as well as prior agendas, the list is satisfactory in terms of membership, obviously not including Julia Kennard, and I have no reason to believe that any of those individuals are unqualified or should be not recognized. Maria Skelton.
Maria Skelton is not a voting member.
Bella, you're not recognized. Let me pull up my thing. Where did I put it? Give me a second. Not there.
May I be recognized while you look at that? This is Bella DeSoto.
No, I have my attendance sheet. So here are the voting members I have who have been at the previous three meetings. Grace Aaron, Fred Blair, Bella, Raymond Goldstone, Michael Heiss, Sue Cohen Johnson, Dave Johnson, Steve Kaiser, me, Michael Novick, King Riley, Janine, Lou Strauss, Beth Von Gutten, and John Wenger. They attended the previous three meetings, which is the requirement to be a voting member.
Michael Novick of the stack.
Lawrence of the stack.
Okay, I heard Novick, Grace, and Lawrence. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I wanted to point out that the list that's up on KPFTX does not correspond to what you just said. So if that is the correct list that you have, somebody should notify us, and it should be correct. It's a proper announcement to go out from the KPFTX.
No. I'm well aware of that. I have sent him the list, and I've been meaning to call and follow up and, get him to do that. Just as an aside, this whole issue of people who attend three meetings become members, and then if they don't attend, they don't become members. This is a problem. I mean, I could be noticing Otis every month with changes of who's actually on this committee, Michael. That is a problem. So, I mean, that's something we need to deal with. But for the moment, that list is not correct. The list I read is correct. These are people who have attended the required three meetings. I hear Grace. Grace, next.
Okay, I believe Ken Aaron has been on in the last three meetings.
Well, I don't have him down.
He was on earlier.
I don't have him down as January 12th. I'm sorry. He did not attend January 12th.
Okay.
Yeah. Lawrence, you're next.
Janine would like to be recognized.
Yeah,
Lawrence.
I don't think it's the last three. It's the first three that determines membership.
Yeah.
And I've been a member of this committee for just about 3 years. I know that I have come-in dates every once in a while, but, you know, I don't know how that could disqualify me for me being a member of this committee. Counting the last three attendances does not you're a member at the first meeting, and then anybody else that joins after that is the first three meetings to make them a member. It's not whether they attended the last three. I don't know where that came from. So I consider myself a voting member, and if that's not the case, then we challenge the chair on that.
You did not attend the March 2nd meeting, and it was starting with January 12th, those three meetings. Three meetings in a row.
Well, Chair, I did attend the March 2nd meeting. In fact, that was the meeting that I was pretty stern to everybody at that particular meeting. So I know I was there. And Janine could attest to that. And others could attest to that because I did admonish you and others in regards to some of the machinations that have been going on over the Internet. So I was at the March 2nd meeting. I granted that I did arrive late. But I did attend. I arrived late because I work, and I work in a very high-paced, intensive job. So, like tonight, I was late, but that should not exclude me from being a voting member of this committee, Chair.
I will go back and I will check the minutes. Perhaps I mistook. I will definitely check.
Michael, over to the
deck. I have. I have Janine, and then I heard Beth, and then I'm gonna take Beth before you, Michael Novick, because she hasn't spoken.
Okay.
Go ahead, Janine.
Well, I just wanted to point out that Lawrence is on your minute for March 2nd.
Okay.
Correct.
And Chair,
okay.
I have a point of order, if I could just raise it real quick.
Okay.
According to Robert's Rules of Order 12, Section 50, Paragraph 16, committee membership is determined by the first three meetings that a member attends. Thank you.
First of all, can you repeat that?
Yes, of course. So I'm citing Robert's Rules of Order Edition 12, Section 50, Paragraph 16, that determines a membership of a committee by the first three meetings that they attend. The first three meetings when the committee is convened. So I just wanted to make that point of order, Chair.
Yeah, I'm that's what we're doing, those three meetings. So that's
Janine
that's not different than what we're doing. Go ahead, Janine.
Well, I'm seeing these emails from Sue. She's obviously pretty frustrated right now, and I want to make sure she's not muted. I'm asking her what her phone number is. I'm wondering, she thinks she's on this call, and she's not able to be recognized. The other thing that I wanted to point out that this is a very big issue because Alan Beek, you know, you said that he's not a voting member, yet he is a candidate. So this, you know, this is something that we should really figure out. Now, maybe I always understood it to be the first three meetings of the year. So,
correct. What I'm going by. Alan,
if I can be recognized again.
I'd like to just say that Alan did not attend the January 12th or the January 26th meeting.
He's not a voting member.
I actually, Chair, if I could be recognized again.
Right.
I have him as present on the 12th. And also, Chair, if I can continue.
Okay.
Well, something that was mentioned by Michael Novick, that if somebody is established member prior to the beginning of the year, that constitutes a membership as well.
Okay. Who was next on the staff? I have Beth. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes, a couple of points. First, so far, Kim's records are consistent with my own, but don't take my word for it. Check the Maestro call log. We'll have a definitive documentation of who actually called in that way. And second, my understanding is that membership criteria are different for LSD members and members of the public. And I'm going to ask if anybody who doesn't have the floor, please to mute. Because if I try to talk over all that noise, I'll just cough. So thank you, whoever did mute. Thank you. My understanding is that there are different criteria for LSD members and members of the public, that LSD members become members at the beginning of the year by declaring their intention. And I don't know if that includes attending a meeting at that point or not, but that LSB membership is set anew each year at the beginning by that declaration, and that previous membership in the committee by LSB members is continued automatically. They don't have to re-qualify. And that if an LSB member who isn't a member wants to join later in the year, then that the three meeting rule applies. And my understanding for public members is that three meeting rule applies at any time, and it's not just the three most recent meetings, but it's three meetings in a row. And I understand that the reason we wait until this far into the year to vote on a permanent chair is that allows all those new members to qualify as voting members.
The speaker is at time.
Hold the vote. Thank you.
And we have 10 minutes left in the extension.
Bella has to be recognized also. Thank you.
I have Michael Novick next.
Yeah, I agree with pretty much what Beth said Janine's earlier point. A policy has been, and I think it's spelled out in the policy, is that the committees and the LSB are continuing bodies in the sense that if you were participating regularly in the committee in the previous year and were a member, then your membership continues. That's why we're able to take votes at the first few meetings before we do the finalization of the chair election after having had pro tem offices, is that new people who join for the first time have to do the three meetings in a row, or new LSB members have to declare for the committee. So if Alan was a member all of last year, I think he would be a continuing member, even if he missed the meeting. Thank you.
Okay, Bella?
Yes, but there is a caveat to that. Is that, yes, Alan would qualify to vote because he has been a continuous voting member of this committee. But the other issue is that we were supposed to have had the meeting in March because March is the date of is the month of record. We have had two consecutive meetings, regular meetings, canceled. And now we are in April, and we still have not had the election. So this has already been interrupted, the procedure. And regarding the process, if you call a special meeting, that special meeting should not be held against the membership of that individual because it should be based on regularly scheduled meetings of the committee, not special meetings. Because special meetings can be called at any time. And I want that to be clarified. I tried clarifying that a year ago when we had manipulations with this very same issue. Thank you.
Beth, to the stack briefly.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. I would just point out that though there have been delays because of trying to accommodate the availability of data and such in this year. Still, having the vote now puts us months ahead of where we were last year when Bella chaired. Thank you.
I'd like to point out that the governance committee didn't have an election, the fundraising committee didn't have an election, and the outreach committee didn't have an election. Did you? Am I mistaken? I was at the last governance meeting. There was no election at that meeting.
Janine would like to be recognized.
And Bella would like to be recognized also.
And there are no minutes for any of these meetings, so there are no established members either. Just a point of information for the group to consider. I heard Janine, and then I heard Bella.
Well, first I'd like to say, as chair of the fundraising committee, there was an election on our third meeting. The committee was revitalized in September, and we had our permanent chair at an election at the third meeting. And also, there are minutes posted, not all of them, but there's also not recordings posted due to issues with KPFTX. And I mentioned that before, so thank you.
Bella would like to be recognized.
I know, Bella, I have you down, and you're next. Go ahead.
Thank you. Minutes or recordings are not being updated accordingly at KPFTX. We have no control over that. We can only request so many times. As you yourself, you have said that you have had issues regarding the postings. So in March, I asked if there would be anyone else that would be interested in running for chairing the outreach committee, and there was no response. No one, offered anything. So I remained the chair of the outreach committee. Even our 227 recording has not been updated. So I disagree with what Beth's misrepresentation is regarding the protocol and the procedure. When I was pro tem chair, Beth, a year ago. And during that time, we were poised to hold our elections in March. And because of you, is when all the manipulation began with Grace and Fred, so that you could be elected, so that you could be classified as a voting member by attending a special meeting, not a regularly scheduled meeting. And that was a violation. So you then became a voting member. And it was your vote that elected Fred. So there was a tie between him and I. So let's get this.
Could Fred be recognized?
Thank you.
Could Fred be recognized?
Yeah. And
Yes, Fred.
Can John be recognized too?
I hear you after Fred. Go ahead, Fred.
How close are we to time, sir?
Is that Michael Heiss?
No, it's Michael Novick.
Okay. There are a lot of accusations that have been made here. And would somebody please mute their mic? There are a lot of accusations being made here. I just want to state for the record, I have no problem posting at KPFTX, both audio and document files. If people are having problems, they should contact me or by email or something. In any case, I also should mention that, as far as I know, Kim was never a member of this committee last year and did not vote in the chair election. In fact, she resigned in January of 21. Those are misstatements by a person I don't have to mention. Thank you.
Bella would like to clarify the record, so I need to be...
Wait.
John Wendler is next, Bella, and you are not recognized. Go ahead, John.
If I understand things correctly, we don't have any members that are here who are contested. Reyes is a member because he's an LSB member, and Novick is as well, and Alan Beek is as well. So if we don't have any people who, I mean, the details and all those things are irrelevant to the election. If we, if everybody is here and is a member and is no longer contested, then I propose we vote so we can meet the time certain deadline. Is there any objection? My question I would ask the chair is to inquire as to whether there's any objection, assuming I've got those. My claim is that there are no more contested members. Any objection would be my question.
Well, I guess don't understand this policy.
It doesn't matter. The point is we can vote.
John, I'm not finished. That all LSB members do not have to fulfill the three meeting requirement. I don't know if that's true. It's sort of never been true.
I recall it.
I don't, but, you know, I don't know.
And Novick was there. Novick was there.
Point of order.
Stop.
This is Grace with the point of order.
Point of order. Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead.
It's out of order to start fantasizing about a policy that may or may not be may or may not exist. So we need to have the policy. Somebody needs to read it, and then we need to follow it. Because we have about five different versions of some policy that may or may not exist. Does anybody have it, and can anyone read it?
Well, I don't. It's not a policy that.
Bella would like to be recognized, please.
Well, John Wenger, your question is in question. So I, you know, I'm not sure. I'm just.
Bella would like
not
to be
sure.
Recognized.
Go ahead.
Okay,
Bella.
I accept that.
Okay, I am going to place a motion now that we resolve this outside of this meeting via email. So several times the policy has been sent to this committee, has been ignored. Even Michael Novick sent it to this committee at the last after the last month when you claimed after 3-5, the meeting from 3-5, when you claimed that there was no such policy. He sent it to you and the body. It was ignored. So in order for us to dig that up right now, it doesn't seem fair. So since we have already the candidates, let's follow up through email, and let's have the teller send out the proper, once we know the exact list, and a clean list. I counted 18 qualified individuals. How many do you have? That's including Alan Beek and Lawrence Reyes, excluding Maria Skelton.
May Fred be recognized?
I will recognize you, and then we're out of time. And, well, let me just say first, at the last meeting, we took a vote to have this resolved at the Governance Committee. And Michael Novick did not put it on that agenda. So that is what happened at the March 2nd meeting, and that's where this was sent to be resolved. And
Bella would like to be recognized again.
You do not have the floor. You do not. Fred does. Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah.
For him.
Yeah, I pulled up I believe the file. The Word file with the LSB policy on committee membership. I can read 5.1, when all LSB committees are generally open to listeners and staff members of KPFA in good standing to participate unless participating or meeting is in closed session for reasons of confidential priority matters. Please mute your phone. The committee as a whole is elected membership by virtue of dealing with confidential, okay. All LSB committees must have at least two LSB members. Except for committee membership by election, such management, search and evaluation committees, LSB members up to a maximum of 12 will attend the first three meetings of any subsequent sequential meetings will be considered members in good standing and eligible to vote. And
Say that again. Sequential members.
Okay.
Slowly.
Except for committees where membership is by election, such as management, search and evaluation committee, all LSB members up to a maximum of 12 who attend the first three meetings or any three subsequent consecutive meetings will be considered committee members in good standing and eligible to vote. That's item five in the policy.
That policy is old and it has been changed.
You're not recognized. Bella, you are not recognized.
I have asked to be recognized.
Bella, you're not recognized. You're not recognized. Stop.
Janine would like to be recognized.
I thought I heard somebody else asking for the floor.
Michael Novick.
Bella.
Janine to be recognized, please.
Michael Novick, were you asking for the floor?
I was asking Fred to keep reading that same point. It goes on.
Well, people, we're out of time. That's the problem. We are out of time, and this is not resolved. You know, we sent it to, I'm sorry, my phone is going to ring. It's, you know, that's my other phone, and it, you know, it's, what do you call it, telemarketing time. So you're going to have to bear with it. It's probably another ring. We're out of time, people. I mean, this bickering and arguing has gotten us nowhere in a half an hour. And it's unfortunate that the governance committee did not take this up at the meeting, which we voted to do. So that's pretty much where we're at now. And the meeting is basically adjourned.
You are the one who make us lose time, Kim Kaufman. You are the one.
Bella, you're out of order. Bella, you're out of order. Be quiet.
You make Janine would like to be recognized.
This meeting is adjourned. This matter will be taken up at the governance meeting to resolve what this policy is.
I'd like to inform on why that is.
No, it's too late. We're adjourned. We're done.
It took over half an hour and we got nowhere. You know,
we are adjourned, people.
It was ruled out of order that you referred it to the governance committee.
I did not. The whole committee voted on it.
It should have never been referred to the
governance
committee.
You do not have the floor. The committee voted on that.
I'm cutting
the stream.
I'm cutting the stream.